Every modern web browser comes equipped with a built-in set of tools designed specifically for developers. These tools, collectively called DevTools, short for Developer Tools, allow you to inspect, debug, and analyze any web page directly in your browser, without needing to install anything extra. As you build your skills as a full-stack web developer, DevTools will become one of your most used companions, both when you write your own code and when you explore how existing websites are built. This course explains what DevTools is, how to open it in different browsers, what its main panels contain, and how to read the information it displays. The goal is to give you a solid and practical understanding so you can immediately start using DevTools in your daily workflow. What DevTools is and why IT matters. DevTools is a set of integrated developer utilities that lives inside your browser. Every major browser, Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Microsoft Edge, and Safari, includes its own version of DevTools. Google Chrome's DevTools is the most widely used in the developer community, and it will be the reference throughout this course, though the concepts apply to all browsers. DevTools allows you to do many things: inspect the structure and content of a web page, view and modify styles in real time, monitor network activity, run JavaScript code directly in the browser, analyze performance, and much more. For a beginner, the most immediately useful features are the Inspector, called the Elements panel in Chrome, the Console, and the Network panel. DevTools is not just a tool for fixing broken things. It is also a learning tool. You can open DevTools on any website you visit and study how professional developers have structured their HTML, applied their CSS styles, or written their JavaScript. This is one of the fastest ways to understand how real-world web pages work. How to open DevTools? There are several ways to open DevTools depending on your browser and your operating system. The most universal method is the keyboard shortcut. On Windows and Linux, you press the F12 key. On macOS, you press Command plus Option plus I. This works in Chrome, Firefox, and Edge. You can also right-click anywhere on a web page and select Inspect or Inspect Element from the context menu that appears. This will open DevTools with the Elements panel already focused on the element you right-clicked. This is especially useful when you want to inspect a specific part of a page immediately. Another method is to use the browser menu. In Chrome, you click the three vertical dots in the top right corner, then go to More Tools, then Developer Tools. In Firefox, you click the hamburger menu, three horizontal lines, then More Tools, then Web Developer Tools. By default, DevTools opens as a panel dock to the bottom or the right side of the browser window. You can change its position by clicking the three vertical dots inside the DevTools panel itself and choosing between docking it to the left, right, bottom, or undocking it as a separate window. An overview of the main panels. When DevTools opens, you will see a toolbar at the top with several tabs. Each tab corresponds to a different panel, each serving a specific purpose. Here is a detailed look at the most important ones. The Elements panel. This is the panel you will use most often as a front-end developer. It shows you the complete HTML structure of the current page, displayed as a tree of nested elements. You can click on any element to expand or collapse its children, and the corresponding part of the web page will be highlighted in the browser view. On the right side of the Elements panel, you will see the Styles section. This shows all the CSS rules that are currently applied to the selected HTML element. Rules that are crossed out are being overridden by other, more specific rules. At the very bottom of the Styles section, you will find computed styles, which show the final calculated value of every CSS property after all rules have been applied. For example, if you open DevTools on any web page, click on a heading like a main title, you will see its HTML tag, probably an H1 tag, highlighted in the Elements panel. On the right, you will see the font size, color, margin, and any other styles applied to it. If you click directly on a value, you can even modify it temporarily. The change will be visible immediately in the browser but will not affect the actual code files. The Console panel. The console is a text-based interface where the browser displays messages related to the current page and where you can type and execute JavaScript code directly. It is divided into two roles, output and input. As output, the console shows three types of messages: informational messages, displayed in white or blue, warning messages, displayed in yellow with a warning icon, and error messages, displayed in red with an error icon. When a JavaScript file contains a bug, the error will appear here with a description of the problem and a reference to the file name and line number where the error occurred. For example, if a script tries to access a variable that does not exist, the console will show something like, "Uncaught reference error. My variable is not defined, at script.js.12. This tells you exactly what went wrong and where to look. As input, the console allows you to type any JavaScript expression and execute it immediately by pressing Enter. You can use this to test small pieces of code, inspect variables, call functions, or manipulate the page on the fly. For instance, typing document.title and pressing Enter will return the title of the current web page as a text string. The network panel. The network panel records all the requests that the browser makes when loading or interacting with a page. Every time a browser loads a web page, it sends multiple requests, one for the HTML file, one or more for CSS files, JavaScript files, images, fonts, and potentially requests to external services or application programming interfaces. Each request appears as a row in the network panel. You can see the name of the resource, the type of request, such as document, stylesheet, script, image, or fetch, the status code returned by the server, how long the request took, and the size of the response. Status codes are especially important to understand. A status code of 200 means the request was successful. A status code of 404 means the resource was not found. A status code of 500 means there was a server error. A status code starting with 3, like 301 or 302, indicates a redirect. To use the network panel effectively, you need to open it before loading or reloading a page, because it only records requests made while it is open. You can click on any individual request to see detailed information, including the request headers, what the browser sent to the server, the response headers, what the server sent back, and the response body, the actual content of the response. The Sources panel. The Sources panel displays the files that have been loaded as part of the current web page, HTML files, JavaScript files, CSS files, and more. It is organized like a file tree on the left, and clicking on a file will open its content on the right. This panel is also where you can use breakpoints. A breakpoint is a marker you place on a specific line of a JavaScript file. When the browser executes that file and reaches the breakpoint, it pauses execution. This lets you examine the state of the program at that exact moment, what values variables hold, what functions have been called, and so on. This technique is called step-by-step debugging, and it is invaluable for understanding complex code or finding subtle bugs. The application panel. The application panel gives you access to storage mechanisms that the browser uses to save data locally. The most common ones are cookies, local storage, and session storage. Cookies are small pieces of text data that a website can store in your browser. They are often used to keep you logged in or to remember your preferences. Local storage allows websites to store data that persists even after you close the browser. Session storage is similar but is cleared when you close the browser tab. For a full-stack web developer, understanding these storage mechanisms is essential, especially when working on authentication systems or building applications that need to remember user state. Reading the information DevTools displays. Opening DevTools is only useful if you can read and interpret what you see. Here are some key points to keep in mind. When you see an error in the console in red, do not panic. Read it carefully. It usually tells you the type of error, such as reference error, type error, or syntax error, a description of what went wrong, and the file and line number. Start by going to that line in your code. When you inspect an element and you see many CSS rules stacked on top of each other, remember that the most specific rule wins. Rules shown with a strikethrough are being overridden and no longer active. When you look at the network panel and a request shows a red status code like 404 or 500, it means something went wrong with that specific resource. A 404 on a JavaScript file, for example, could explain why a feature on the page is not working. When you modify HTML or CSS directly in the Elements panel, remember that these changes are temporary. They exist only in your browser for that session. Refreshing the page will restore the original content. This feature is excellent for experimenting and prototyping quickly before making permanent changes to your code files. Practical habits to build from the start. As a developer in training, adopting good habits with DevTools from the beginning will save you enormous amounts of time throughout your career. Always open the console first when something on your page is not working as expected. Errors are often reported there clearly. Use the Inspect function by right-clicking Elements when you want to understand the structure or styles of any web page. Open the network panel before loading a page when you want to audit what resources it loads, how fast each one loads, and whether any requests are failing. Use the console as a quick sandbox to test small JavaScript expressions before adding them to your actual code. When you visit a professional or well-designed website, take a few minutes to explore it with DevTools. Look at how the HTML is structured, how the CSS is organized, and what the network panel reveals about its loading behavior. This is one of the best self-learning practices available to any web developer. DevTools is free, always available, and constantly being updated. The version built into Google Chrome is particularly well documented, and the official Chrome DevTools documentation online is a reliable reference if you ever want to go deeper on any specific panel or feature. Mastering DevTools is not a step you complete once and move on from. It is a skill you will continue to deepen throughout your entire career as a full-stack web developer, from your first HTML page to deploying complex full-stack applications.